Better, faster, greener. Optimize your cloud, 5G, and AI infrastructure with Supermicro's resource-saving server and storage systems based on second-generation Intel Xeon scalable processors. Better design, faster performance, greener efficiency. Supermicro has the broadest portfolios of application-optimized server and storage solutions. Learn more at supermicro.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. At 8.4%, the unemployment rate has improved considerably since peaking above 10% in the early weeks of the pandemic. But that momentum may be leveling off.
It means that there's not going to be as many new opportunities for workers. And that's a big concern when the unemployment rate, while it's down from this spring, still above 8%, and that's a historically high number.
Our economics reporter Eric Morath will tell us what the job market looks like now. That's after the break.
Support for WSJ Podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Places like Cape and Cowell in Oakland, California. It's where locals let their geek flags fly, where everyone feels part of the club, and where the community is served through charities, food drives, and events that bring people together. It's proof that when you buy small, you buy into something bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
It's been a slow recovery for the job market since the pandemic forced many businesses to shut down. But after cities started reopening and job openings ramped up early this summer, the number of open positions leveled off in July. Our economics reporter Eric Morath has been going through the numbers, and he joins us to discuss. So, Eric, job postings have plateaued, but are they still at a healthy number?
Well, the number has improved a lot from where we were in the beginning of May, which was sort of the depths of the drop-off in job postings following the coronavirus and the economic shock. It's still, though, I wouldn't say healthy. We're about 20% below a year ago figures based on what Indeed.com shared with us of the postings on their website. So we're still quite a bit down from a year ago. And that's a concern when we have, upwards of 10 million people still unemployed.
Now take us through the past 6 months with regard to job openings. The job market has been through some serious gyrations.
6 months ago, it was a much different story. Job openings were near record highs, and the number of job openings outnumbered the number of people that were unemployed, meaning they didn't have a job, but they were actively seeking work. Of course, that all changed quite dramatically in March and April when wide swaths of the U.S. economy closed down due to the coronavirus pandemic. We saw, according to Indeed again, job postings fall 33% between February and early May. Then things started to pick up a bit. Businesses reopened. They had some additional need for labor. And we saw postings climb back up to still more than 10% less than they were in February, which itself is kind of a low point of the year for hiring. But, climbing back. And the concern is now that since the end of July, beginning part of August, it's kind of just flattened out. And that means, I guess it's better than the number falling again, but it shows that businesses, don't have an increasing demand for labor.
Eric, what kind of signal do job postings give about the economy?
Yeah, they're a bit of a forward-looking signal, so that's why this is a concern. If businesses are optimistic that consumer demand will grow, that there's going to be more people wanting their goods and services, you'd see postings increase. Seeing them flatlining suggests that businesses are being a little bit more cautious. Maybe they'll stick with the employees they have. It doesn't foretell layoffs, but it means that there's not going to be as many new opportunities for workers. And that's a big concern when the unemployment rate, while it's down from this spring, still above 8%, and that's a historically high number.
And as postings increased, and even as they've leveled off, where have we seen the most job growth?
The job growth has come in a few different spots. Two categories stand out as having, in terms of postings, fully made up their losses. And that's in construction. And we're seeing a lot of strength in residential home building that had been an area that had been a bit iffy over the past decade and seems to be at least having a mini boom now as people are interested in having more space, maybe moving out to the suburbs. The other area that's strong is anything dealing with like logistics, warehousing, stocking. Those job postings are up because people are purchasing things online and you need to get that to their door. And it's a little different than the regular retail. The concern there, though, is a lot of those jobs, we're talking about $10 or $15 an hour jobs. So there might be jobs out there, but it could be a trade down for a worker who lost a better paying job during the pandemic.
And of course, there have been job losses. Is there a fear that some jobs that were lost during the pandemic may not return?
Yeah, there's definitely concern about that, particularly in restaurants and in parts of retail, especially if you think of like mall retailers where a lot of them have closed locations, even filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic. So we still see job postings in those categories down more than 20%. And that's a sign that, you know, I wouldn't expect there to be big increases. If anything, I might see that those companies might offer opportunities for good employees to transfer from closing locations to ones that might remain open, and that's going to limit their need to seek out new employees from outside their existing labor force.
Now, you've been going through Labor Department data, but what did it say about people leaving jobs who were not forced out through, you know, a layoff or a furlough?
Yeah, that was a little bit interesting. So we saw that there was an increased number of people retiring and quitting their jobs. Now, under normal times, quits is sort of an interesting number. It's kind of a proxy for how confident are you in the labor market. If you're confident you can find another job, you might tell your current boss you'll be leaving. But economists told me that that might not be the signal that this is sending, especially around this time of year. It may be a sign that either workers are concerned about their health and safety, or with schools in many parts of the country not reopening for person-to-person education, it could be that people have to quit and stay home with their kids.
All right, Eric, can you leave us on a high note? Did the Labor Department data offer any glimmers of hope?
So one thing that I did take as a positive was that the layoffs and furloughs figure did fall in July. So that's consistent with at least that slowing down. And other data points to that the companies are hiring. And in some cases, they're hiring back their old workers. So that's not necessarily going to show up in job openings. You often don't need to post a job to recall a worker. So while this number isn't very positive that we don't see a lot of strong demand for labor, we do need to keep in mind that at least for some companies, they have a pool of people to which to call upon without needing to post and go through the regular process.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Morath. Eric, thanks for coming on the show.
Happy to join you as always.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.